few cases have been more shocking or sickening than the Kurim child abuse case, which went to trial last week. Since it began, new headlines and explicit details have followed daily, describing how Andrei and Jakub Mauer were subjected to psychological terror and physical abuse by a number of adults, including their own mother. The sensitive nature of the case has led some, including Government Minister Cyril Svoboda, to criticize the presiding judge in the case for choosing to conduct proceedings in open court. Jan Wellinger has more.
Kauza Kurim, the Kurim case, will likely go down as one of the worst child abuse cases in Czech history. The story of two little boys allegedly abused so severely by their mother and others, with suspected links to a religious cult, that it will take years of psychological counseling to recover. After a year of investigations, the case got underway last week with the new details aired by the media: how the boys were caged, forced to stand in their own urine, or were cut or burned by cigarettes. Orders and abuse allegedly came from the boy's mother and from others in the Mauer family circle. The details are damaging and aren't easy to bear, one reason why even the state prosecutor asked for the trial to be behind closed doors. The view is that proceedings allowing in the media would further victimize the Mauer boys, something echoed by Minister Cyril Svoboda at the weekend. In an op-ed piece in Lidové noviny, he lashed out at Judge Pavel Gett, accusing him of broadening his own name recognition at the expense of the victims, and of turning the trial into a reality show. We spoke to Minister Cyril Svoboda on a line from Moravia.
In my view, the main problem is that everything is open on the front pages of the Czech newspapers, on TV, on the radio, and small kids are suffering. In my view, it's not a question of justice, because everything could be handled in slightly different way. And the president of the court, the judge, he is taking responsibility for the future life and the moral development of the small kids. They have suffering a lot. That's why I am against having the whole story on all the pages every day. I still have in my head the future destiny and the moral development of the small kids who have been tortured maybe and who need to have a better future.
But others disagree. Open doors in this case are a bad thing. Zuzana Baudyshova heads the Our Child Foundation targeting child abuse.
Some are concerned that they could suffer from what they see in the papers or media, but they have already endured such brutal treatment that it's inconsequential by comparison. Both are now in proper care, and childcare workers are restricting their access to the media. On the whole, I'm convinced that the public needs to know, and the problem of child abuse needs to be transparent. People need to be made aware of just how serious the problem is and what they should do when they suspect child abuse in similar situations.
Meanwhile, the judge in the Kurim case, Pavel Gett, has not commented Saturday's criticism. There is a possibility that the court will yet issue a statement.
Jan Wellinger with that report.